Hi, how are you? I'm fine. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. You're Krista. And I'm Brandon.
Yep, that is true. This is a true thing. You threw me off completely there.
Perfect. Wonderful.
how you doing, Brandon?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you drinking on this Everything is Fine day?
Some lovely discounted growler beer from the local brewery.
Why was it discounted?
It was their 60th anniversary this week.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a long time.
I distinctly remember they opened during COVID.
They did, yeah. It's also been 6 years since COVID. So
yeah, take out.
There's also that.
Growler through windows. I found a t-shirt I got in February 2020, and I showed it to you, and you thought it was the funniest thing.
No, I thought it was kind of disturbing, actually.
So I randomly got a t-shirt in like January, February 2020, and it said staying in is the new going out. And then I was scared to wear it for like 2 years for reasons.
Yeah.
Enough time's passed, I can wear the shirt again, right?
Sure.
I'm drinking something from the brewery as well, but not a growler. Hold on, let's see here.
Oh, crack that open.
I'm drinking Paranormal. It's their
women's. It's got pears in it.
It's true. It's very pear-y, and it is their Women's Day. On an International Women's Day, they always, all the girls get together and they brew a special beer till they run out, basically. This is this year's.
It's pear.
And it's pear. It's really tasty, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
And we just came from the brewery. I was drinking it there, too.
We did, indeed.
No hot wing challenge this time, though.
No, my stomach is much happier for it.
Yeah, I bet.
I had a spicy sandwich, but it...
But that was still not...
It was not... good spicy. Good not murder spice. Not murder spice.
And
murder spice. That's one of the lost spice was, girls. Yeah.
It was like ginger, murder, baby.
Yeah, they didn't talk about her as much.
She did a lot of backup vocals instead of like one of the main. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
Not really.
No? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
No, I don't really. I worked. It's April. Mm-hmm. There was snow. That was unfortunate.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, that's fun nerd stuff.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft is fun nerd stuff. Today we are recording this on Friday, and I'm officially on my first day of spring break. That's my nerd thing.
Easter break.
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
I have a long to-do list.
I get today off, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be working the whole time you're at work, just stuff around the house.
Oh, yeah. House stuff. Definitely a lot of work.
But it's going to be nice to have time to actually do the house stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually really excited about it. This is my favorite time of year, though, when we randomly travel during the year. Easter, I think, is my favorite time to do it.
We're not doing it this year.
But we're not doing it this year. I'm still happy about it, though. Like, we're going to get so much stuff done, and then it's going to be much easier heading into our favorite times of year, which is the warm weather times.
I do like summer. I'm a summer makes me a happy snowman.
I was just going to quote Olaf, but you beat me to it.
Yeah.
In summer.
We're melting bitches.
We might spend too much time together. Yeah. Start quoting that. Did we talk a lot? This is a news thing, but I'm going to jump ahead just because you mentioned melting. We're melting.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say last week that Wonder Man season 2?
I don't know if we did, but it is. Maybe we'll get to find out what happened to Josh Gad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can tell you what happened. He showed up commandeering the Storybook Land Canal boats.
He is slowly making his way through the entirety of Disneyland. Yeah. He's gonna get every job.
Yep. And he did one in Disney World. He did the safaris.
He did the Kilimanjaro safaris. Yeah.
But he did. He was haunted.
All the
mansion.
Ones where he can talk on. Yeah. So that, those are quickly running out.
Yeah. They don't have the
great movie ride anymore.
I was going to say, being gone.
That was so cool. I am very glad.
I'm very sad I never got to do that. I mean, I've watched videos, but it's not the same.
It was it was cool.
Yeah, especially for a movie nerd, right?
Yeah.
But he's done Haunted Mansion, and he did, of course, the Jungle Cruise. I think that might have been the first one he did.
I think it was, yeah.
He did the Kilimanjaro Safaris. He was even the train, the Disneyland Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's done Storybook Land.
Yeah, I don't know
what's left.
Yeah.
There's gotta be something left. Mm. You know what? He could do, the initial First Order in Rise.
Yeah, I suppose.
I know it's not the whole attraction, but it would be you do get to interact and talk.
Yeah, he could really go over the top.
Yeah. Especially with people just giggling at him.
Yeah.
Which is what would happen.
That would be kind of funny.
But anyway, that's, we're going to find out what happened to Josh Gad in Universe. So season 2 has been announced. Speaking of, we have 2 new episodes.
2!
Of Daredevil Born Again Season 2.
I didn't know that there was going to be 2 episodes.
Neither did I. And I was busy and we're like, yeah, we'll have time to watch an episode. Just kidding, there's 2. We still watch them both.
And then
we
watch them, yeah.
What did you think? Spoiler-free gut reaction.
It's the middle of the season, so yeah. It was inoffensive, I would say.
I liked them, but it was not... I was expecting something big because they put these 2 together.
Yeah, I think it was just timing-wise, but for no... Maybe because they were more... I don't want to say filler, because it's not true filler.
No, they weren't filler. But they definitely weren't filler.
I don't know that we were in much of a different place at the beginning as the end.
I can see that. I think, some little stuff, we were in a different place. But for the overall story arc... Okay, one little minor spoiler. We have Jessica Jones confirmed. I was like, okay, we're going to put these 2 back-to-back because it's a big deal. She's showing up and all.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to lead, and that's going to be the end of episode 3.
I thought exactly the same.
And I was waiting.
I kept waiting for her to yeah. And
so maybe that's why I was kind of like, oh, okay, because I was waiting for her and she never showed.
Yeah. And
yet.
And... Yeah, so...
I guess that's kind of spoilery.
That is a spoiler, yeah. There you go. I was going to say, that's... Clat. So there you go. Yeah, Daredevil. I think it's going to be a good season,
though. I like it so far.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to this part, or should we head to the news?
I like news.
Disney A News Update. First of all, we had some more trailers. We have some new things out and things like that. Not quite the trailer dump that we had before, though, of course. We have Project Hail Mary is out in theaters now. A lot of good reviews for this one.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks good. I want to read the... We're not rushing to the theater to see this because we don't have a theater near us. I have the book on my Kobo. I'm going to sit down and read it. I might do it this week, actually. I don't know. I don't think I'll have time, but it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it is. I think it is solidly good. It's
Ryan Gosling can do no wrong, basically. So,
sure, we'll go with that.
Well, I think he can do no wrong.
he has a very good agent because he keeps picking solid things,
really good things. Yeah.
And he's going to be in Star Wars very soon.
That's true.
Which is pretty exciting. They're trying to speculate who he could possibly play in Marvel.
I was going to bring that up. Lots of rumors.
And or DC. But,
yeah. Let's pull you into the superhero world.
A lot of people want it to see him as Ghost Rider,
mm-hmm.
which I could see.
I keep seeing, too, is Ghost Rider.
But we're not even close to a Ghost Rider yet.
No.
So I don't know.
Yeah. But there's a lot of speculation, or mostly wishful thinking more than speculation, actually.
It's a fan cast of something that might happen. I don't know.
Well, I was watching... We watch new rock stars a fair bit, and they brought up a good point. Name another actor that would be A-list like him of his generation or even below who has not done a superhero movie.
Yeah.
But would.
He would.
Because you have some who are no, I'm not doing
Leo is famously anti-superhero, hates it,
Yeah.
We'll never do it. But Ryan Gosling's not
against
that.
No, nothing like that. It's just like, what's the right thing?
He would want it to be good, though.
Yes, that's the thing. It's what's the right thing. Like you said, he's got a hell of an agent.
Yeah.
Or whole team, probably.
Yeah, honestly. When he's attached to a project, it's generally pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of anything that he's done that's, like, trash.
Yeah, like... I mean, I don't know if I've seen all his stuff.
No, but, like, just nothing, like, comes to mind.
Exactly. Which is indicative of a good agent slash team.
Something like Barbie could have been trash.
Oh, but it was amazing.
But it was very, very good.
It was so good. And especially Ken.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But he's just Ken Brannon.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the Savannah Banana showed up in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I did see some of this.
Yeah, this
advertising.
Was fun.
They are very cool. They've gone out of their way to make baseball exciting, which is no small feat, because baseball is probably the most boring sport outside of the playoffs. I do like the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
but they play way too many games, and it's very slow. It's a very slow paced game,
right? Slow season, maybe.
So they, I don't know if you've ever seen clips of them. They play a baseball game. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters.
I was going to liken them to that. I've never seen them play baseball, but I've seen stuff like pre-shows and intermissions. I saw them do the Dirty Dancing whole big production.
So the thing is, it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. They do trick shots and stuff, but they're actually playing a game. It's not like the Harlem Globetrotters, where the Globetrotters always beat the Washington Generals. It's not like that. They can win and lose. They're playing an actual game, but they have to do, like, trick catches and trick pitches and trick
hits. Oh, that's not entertaining.
And stuff. And then in between that, they do lip syncing.
Right.
And funny walk-ups and stuff like that. And they make it super entertaining. And I would like to see them play sometime, because I think that looks awesome.
I totally agree.
Our local baseball team is actually for their... it's like a fundraiser opening night thing. They are doing a banana themed thing. Yeah.
I had not heard this.
It's like the rookie dinner or something, but then they're doing a banana theme thing.
Like in honor of.
They do banana style, like walk ups and things like that. Yeah.
I think that's super fun.
I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. But yeah, it's becoming quite a cultural phenomenon. They've been on the late night talk show circuit.
That's awesome.
And things like that. So they're kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So they were on, they were at Disneyland on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And had a little mini parade or as visiting teams.
Just like
do.
Just like when the they have Ducks Day.
Exactly. Very similar to that. The other big news, other than a bunch of merch dropping, I was really excited because they dropped a bunch of ears on one day, which they haven't done in a very long time. But they have Bluey started.
That is, that's a big deal. People like their Bluey, which, I don't know. I've only seen Bluey while half asleep, stuffing my face full of gravy and biscuits.
I love biscuits.
Biscuits and gravy in the morning before going to Disneyland.
It's true.
And they're playing
early morning cartoons,
and it's often Bluey, and that's the only time I've ever seen it. But for a kid show, it's solid.
Yeah,
I would say.
I can officially say
like
a young
kid show,
preschool age, like your toddlers, your preschool.
Whereas something like Phineas and Ferb is obviously a kid show that's like solid because it's just like good.
We loved Phineas and Ferb. Like, we watched that randomly on days it would come on when we were in university.
But that's not as young aiming Bluey. Yeah. Bluey's quite young, but it's good. I would put it up there with like Sesame Street kind of
thing. Apparently I haven't seen it. I will actually watch this, but apparently they did a crossover with Mickey Mouse Clubhouse just like a week ago or something. So
cool, I guess.
But you know how the beginning where they're like, Mom, Dad, Bingo,
Mickey!
Bluey. Yeah, exactly. Mickey! And then they did their Mickey Mouse Clubhouse dance, and then Pluto! They did their dance.
Wow.
Yeah, it went through all of them. Yeah. And then ended with Bluey!
Were they very confused about the anthropomorphic dog versus the non-
I didn't actually watch the episode. I just watched the intro.
I feel like we have some existential crisis waiting to happen.
There's so many dogs going on in this. Because, yeah, Goofy and Pluto are both in the opening number. And they're meeting Bluey and all of them.
But and Pluto's the only one that is...
Dog.
Is dog. They're all...
I guess.
They're all dog with the capital
I
D.
Guess. I guess. Yo, dog.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm going to stop thinking about it because it's kind of scaring me.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, very popular, well-received, popular, but also, like, people say it's really good. And, you know, it's nice to have a show there. It's free. Go sit down. For the first weekend, you couldn't make it into the... unless you were there super early. They also have a bunch of new food at the Troubadour Tavern, which is right there, including Puffridges.
Puffridges.
Which is one of your favorite foods.
Yes, I probably wouldn't be as excited to have it in Disneyland as I would in Amsterdam, but you know. Right.
But you would maybe be like, "Oh, we're here and I want something sweet. I'll have Puffridges."
Yeah. They are delicious. They are from the Netherlands. Yep. And they're like kind of pancake donut balls, I guess is the way you could describe it.
Covered in icing sugar.
And icing sugar is one of the sweet things that I actually like.
You might be disappointed, though. I've seen a couple people say they really love this, and then one person say there was not enough icing sugar on it.
Yeah,
them.
You need...
It was just a light dusting.
You need the
copious icing sugar. Yeah, but it is also drizzled in condensed milk.
When you get them in Amsterdam, they have icing sugar on the table you to put on yourself.
To your liking. Also drizzled chocolate or peanut butter or Nutella and anything like that. Yeah.
Well, that's more for the Dutch pancakes, but
also that. Yeah. I had Puffridges covered in strawberries one time when we were there. Icing sugar and then with strawberries on top.
Nothing says happy breakfast like 2,000 calories worth of pure sugar and dough.
Hey.
I don't know how all those Dutch people are so skinny, honestly.
Riding their bikes everywhere.
Oh, right. There you go.
Literally everywhere. And they're all really tall.
They are.
So, like, it takes a lot of sugar.
I fit in quite well.
Yeah, you do.
I'm lost. You
know,
yeah.
So, yes, new food, basically really well-received. New show, well-received. Yeah. New merch. Yeah. Just, yay.
I guess if you like Bluey, that's very exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm, like, the only time I've seen Bluey is the exact same time you did. But I'm excited that they're doing something with that theater.
Yeah, and I'm not offended by Bluey.
No.
I'm more offended by, like, the popularity of Stitch. And you feel free to email me angrily about
Ooh, even
that,
better. But... Comment on our social media.
Yeah. dislike Stitch.
Yeah. I don't dislike Stitch except that he's so popular it makes me like him less.
Yeah, it's,
I was like,
it's not
I was indifferent to Stitch until he became really popular.
I would have been maybe indifferent, but why his popularity?
I think that's fair. There also is I think it's till the end of the month, because towards the end of the month, we're also getting May the 4th is restarting again. But until then, also in Downtown Disney, they're having what's called like the dance party, and it's from Disney Channel Night, so it's kind of like overlapping with that.
Yeah, they're having the, we talked about the food, but they're having those Disney Channel night.
But if you didn't get your tickets to your after hours, go hang out in Downtown Disney, because... I think it's every day or almost every day. Anyway, check the hours because the hours do vary. But they play really loud, like that era music, like the pop, early 2000s.
Probably in that stage where the grass is.
That's exactly where it is. But they also have photo ops there.
Okay. That
It's cute.
That's a pretty cool thing because that's 100% free.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't need a ticket to the park.
The worst is you might need to pay for parking if you're driving.
Yeah, you'd have to pay for parking but if you're a local, you could just go there and hang out and have a free party. Like, that's pretty sweet.
No, it's pretty cool. And there's, like I said, there's a little photo op area there, and yeah, it's totally free. Go hang out.
I guess their idea is that you'd then, like, get a churro or...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Something.
I'm sure. Go shopping.
Yeah.
But... I just heard that it was till the end of the month, so I don't know what day that ends, but, you know, if you're hanging around, that's the time to go do it.
Heck yeah.
And yeah, it's exactly where it is in that area. The trailer that really stuck out to me that we got recently was the last Supergirl trailer.
That is coming soon.
Yeah. We got a little bit more of the plot. She's saving her dog.
Yeah.
That's all of a sudden, plot. I'm like, yes.
I think it looks good.
We get serious Guardians of the Galaxy vibes from this trailer.
Yeah, we said that all along. It still definitely is very similar to Guardians of the Galaxy. Even though James Gunn is not allegedly writing or directing this,
I feel like we have to say allegedly though, because really,
I think he's pretty involved still.
A producer with like a big thumb on the scale, yeah, maybe. The trailer, I mean, I kind of wanted to see it before, and that has not changed. I want to see it more now.
No, it looks good. And, like, Millie Elcock is pretty good. Like, we only know her from House of the Dragon Season 1, but she was, like, really, really good in that.
Yes, she was.
And, I don't know, I'm excited to see her as a superhero, I guess.
Totally agree. So, that really stuck out. That I'm like, oh, man, I want to see this. I think that was it for my news. Do you have any?
Well, superhero-wise, The Boys is starting next week, so...
Oh, is that next week?
Yeah.
Oh, man. When are we going to have time to watch that?
Are you going to make it happen? I think they do the, like, three-episode premiere as well, so it'll be...
What day of the week is that?
I think it's usually Thursday. Okay. Thursday night into
I was
Friday.
Like, please don't tell me that's the same night as Daredevil.
No. I think Amazon usually releases, like... later on a Thursday.
Okay.
Like 8 p.m. or something.
Three episodes.
I didn't look it up. Don't take that as news itself, but it is next
but
week.
But it's coming, right.
And yeah.
Oh, and this is final this season. Last one.
Final season.
That's right. Speaking of non-Disney shows and things like that, we watched the entirety of A Night of for the Seven Kingdoms
Night of the Seven Kingdoms.
After we recorded last week. It was on Sunday we watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
It was only 6 episodes.
Yeah, and they were shorter episodes.
But it was definitely Game of Thrones.
Oh, 100%.
I would say I loved it. Like,
I thought it was really good.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I immediately put the newly released combined novellas in my Amazon cart by accident. I was just looking at it and then
oops,
and then you bought it, so
yeah, I bought it for you, so surprise, you have a book coming.
So I have something to read, but yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I really liked it. Unfortunately, George Martin is having trouble finishing that one as well, so
Georgie, look, we gotta talk. Finish the books. Sequester yourself. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I don't know why he's having that. Those ones should be simpler.
I can understand Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can super.
Maybe not to this extent, but I can understand. There's a lot going on in those stories.
There's too much going on, and you haven't read the books.
No,
the show had a lot going on. The books they have at least 10 times as much.
That's what you were saying, though.
There's so many characters.
Well, and then there's also a problem because people have already become disenfranchised with the whole story because of the way they ended the last season. Even though we didn't hate it as much as a lot of people did, it still wasn't good.
It wasn't great. Yeah. I don't know.
So people are like, whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't give you a whole lot of motivation.
The whole thing's unfortunate.
It is. Just finish the books.
The first three Game of Thrones books are so good. So good.
Yeah, that's what you said.
The next two are... There's only 5 right now. There's supposed to be 7. we're not going to get to 6, let alone 7, so
right.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you can read these in the meantime, which is also unfinished.
But yeah, it's good. It's nice to have more stories in... that universe, because it's kind of a cool halfway between realism and fantasy type of thing, and
which is awesome. Let's head to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content. Disney A grab bag. Speaking of things we watched last weekend, we also watched Zootopia 2 finally.
We did finally watch.
Which is such a segue into our topic this week.
Oh, is it?
But first of all, what did you think of Zootopia 2?
It was pretty good.
Do you get the hype?
I don't get the hype.
Okay.
It was fine.
Oh, okay. So I think it was above fine. I still don't think I... When I watched Inside Out 2, I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Inside Out 2 was, like, just a solid movie. Zootopia 2 was fine. The plot was mediocre.
I liked it. I felt like it got... Like, there was... It could have been more. It felt like there were some sections where I'm like, why did we jump to that?
Yeah,
it's animated. Like, what did we do? What happened here?
I don't know.
I still like
the whole thing of them having to still prove themselves and be like outcast even after they saved everyone the first time felt forced to me, and I don't know, it was fine. I don't know why it was so well received.
Because cute animals.
Yeah, the animation was phenomenal. It's amazing. Though.
That's probably why people are like, I love this. I don't know why.
I like the. The flowing hair and the fur, like, unbelievable animation. And there's a lot of funny, like, reference jokes and things in the background, which is cool, but that doesn't make a movie. Which, apparently, the new Mario movie has the same problem. It's just references.
I haven't heard a lot of feedback.
Yeah, not great reviews on that
one. Oh, really? So, that's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's... fine and
as
fun.
Long as it's fun, like, and fun,
I enjoyed, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed, like, I didn't feel like I wasted my time watching Zootopia 2, but I just didn't, it's not even in my top 10 favorite sequels or anything like that.
Well,
so.
No, but to be fair, Toy Story takes up two of those spots. So I agree, I think I probably liked it more than you. I liked it, but the whole time I was watching Inside Out 2, because that was breaking all the records before Zootopia did, right? Mm. I was like, going into it, I was like, well, yeah, but it's a sequel, so like, whatever. And the whole time I was watching, I was like, oh, no, I get it.
No, that...
Like, I totally get it.
That... Doing a sequel is really hard, because you don't want to stray too much from what made the first one successful, but you don't want to retread it. And I think Zootopia 2 mostly retreaded.
Okay. But, and then the whole time I was watching Zootopia 2, I was like, oh, that's fun. Oh, that's cute. Oh, this is enjoyable. But I was also like, but why? Like, why was it this successful?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cute animals.
I guess.
But I still really enjoyed it. Like, it was very enjoyable. Do I need to watch it again? Not really.
Zootopia is very popular in Asia as well.
But that probably makes up for a lot of it.
So, yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, this is a nice little segue, because this week... It's coming up on Easter. In fact, this releases on Easter Monday. Not that everywhere celebrates that, but Easter Monday. So we're going to talk about Disney bunnies.
Hippity hoppity.
So Judy Hopps is one of those bunnies.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, so I have a list here of some of the most famous Disney rabbits. I'm going to go through the list.
Okay.
Then we are each going to pick three.
Okay.
And then you're going to argue why your list of three is better than my list of three.
Okay.
All this makes sense?
Sure.
The list is in no order, okay? This is a list I got by Googling Disney bunnies.
Disney bunnies.
And then filling in the ones I didn't already have on the list. Okay. We have Thumper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a bunny.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. He counts.
He does.
He's back in the Disney lexicon. He counts.
Uh-huh. And like, it was Year of the Rabbit.
Year of the Rabbit, yeah.
Lunar New Year last year. And yeah. he was a big deal during that.
Sure was.
Yeah.
We have Judy Hopps.
Yeah. That's from Zootopia. We were just talking about
her.
Yeah.
We have the White Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
He's Alice in Wonderland. Late. Yeah. He's always late. Mm. We have also from Alice, the March Hare. That's Alice's Tea Party companion. Hangs out with the Mad Hatter.
Right. He's lame. don't pick him.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger is pretty good, yeah. He's got a whole movie about him.
As in Who Framed Him.
Yeah.
Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. I would.
You can meet him at Disney if you're there over Easter.
True.
They don't bring out Piglet anymore, even though I did meet Piglet there once. Many, 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 many years ago.
I thought they were bringing Piglet out again.
I asked when I was there with my mom and sister.
Yeah, no, but like, since then.
Not there. I think maybe overseas. Yeah. But yeah, so he's shy. He doesn't like to meet people.
I mean, fair.
People. Miss Bunny, who's Thumper's lady friend.
Okay.
Brer Rabbit. Don't throw me in the briar patch.
Yeah, we don't talk about him.
No, we did. He's on my list.
No, we don't.
Skippy, who's the small bunny from Robin Hood.
Okay, I was going to say, there's a bunny in Robin Hood.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a whole family, but Skippy is the one that's
right.
Like, yeah.
What about, like, you said...
I have
about...
two more important ones.
Okay. I'll ask at the end.
Bean Bunny from The Muppets, yeah. Especially The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Although he was also in Muppet Vision 3D. Senor Scratchy from WandaVision.
Wow. Okay. I mean, yes, technically.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be Mephisto.
Yeah, but he wasn't Mephisto. Mephisto was
supposed to.
Not confirmed.
He
there.
Was supposed to be.
Yeah, I know. Okay, now what about? You said what about?
What about Jessica Rabbit?
She's not Disney. Looney Tunes isn't Disney.
Jessica Rabbit's in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh my goodness. I guess so.
She's technically
a rabbit.
By marriage.
That's true. Okay, rabbit by marriage.
Can that be my first pick? I want Jessica Rabbit on my team.
Jessica Rabbit can be on your
yes!
team.
Yes.
You're going to play patty cake?
Yeah, I want to play patty cake.
I even have a shirt from Cakeworthy that says I'm not badge, I'm just drawn that way.
Yeah. You used to have a
bumper sticker.
You used to have a decal on your
yeah,
on your
my truck about it.
That said,
I'm not bad, I just drive that way
yeah.
with Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
If I ever found that again, I would totally put it on my next vehicle.
Yeah.
Our vehicles.
Yeah, you were thinking of Lola Bunny, maybe?
I was thinking about Lola Bunny, yeah.
No, Jessica Rabbit is...
Yeah.
is
Jessica Rabbit, you're 100% right.
Yeah, she's a rabbit.
Through marriage.
Yeah.
But her last name has the word rabbit.
Yes. Okay.
That's your first
number
one.
Number one draft choice. There you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to take as my number one draft choice Oswald, the OG.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, he's like... Also, he's a character in my Dreamlight Valley game, and I love him.
Hmm.
When he like will randomly walk up to rocks and pretend to be hitting them, and it comes out with like whack bang, like the
that's
words
pretty cool.
The screen.
That's pretty cool, like the old style.
Yeah,
and he's like black and white and stuff.
Yeah, he's black and white, and if you talk to him, he's like golly gee willikers, and it's great.
Cool.
He's very chaotic. Yeah, that's mine. Who's your next one?
Oh, I get to go again.
Yeah, we're doing snake draft.
That isn't a snake draft.
No,
if I
okay.
get to go again.
We're doing alternating drafts.
Okay. I forget the list now.
I have a list right now.
I'm going to take Thumper. I like
That's a good choice.
I like Thumper.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I want, like, way off the page.
Yeah, so now I got to go classic.
So now, like, yeah, he's
all
full
right.
rabbit. He's not even anthropomorphic.
Nope.
He's just a bunny. He's just a bunny.
Gets Twitterpated, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He... Put him in the same room with Jessica Rabbit.
No, no.
He Twitter paid it.
Now he'd be like, why are you a human?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go for Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're part rabbit.
You got the chaos of Oswald. You need someone that's
who's
like
organized and like will bring it back
slightly
down.
On the spectrum, like Rabbit.
Yeah,
very detail oriented and,
really
yeah.
focused
yeah.
and like hopefully they'll either drive each other crazy or balance each other out, but probably both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who have you got next? You got one more.
Oh shoot. One more, eh?
Mm-hmm. You want my list?
Yeah, I do.
Don't pick the one I want to pick.
I'm gonna go with the youthful enthusiasm of Skippy from Robin
Hood.
I liked him. He tries to pretend he's a knight with his little wooden sword.
And he like steps up and tries to protect his family and help Robin
and his
Hood
friends
and
stuff.
Friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
some integrity to Skippy.
He's pretty good. He's the more obvious choice, like more main character, would have been Judy, but she's the police and you know what they say about the police.
You know, I'm not going to go the police either.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
You know what they say about the police.
But so. I'm going to go for other youthful enthusiasm, but in a different route. I'm going Bean Bunny from The Muppets.
Okay, there you go. I kind of figured you
yeah.
might go that way.
Oh, man, that scene in A Christmas Carol he plays.
He's pretty good.
Breaks my little heart.
He's pretty good. He was also on the new episode of The Muppet Show.
He was, yeah. I was
briefly.
Really happy to see that because he kind of got ignored there for a while.
Yeah.
He was more in the 90s. He did Christmas Carol, and then he did a couple of the cartoons, and then like I said, he was in Muppet Vision 3D, and then you didn't see him, but now he's back.
Speaking of Muppet Vision 3D, as an aside, They are releasing it as a VR experience.
That's right. Can you get it on your VR?
I don't know if it's on Quest or if it's only on Apple VR or something. I don't know.
We'll have I will to look,
look
into it,
it. I will look into it. But if it is, I will download it and watch it and let you know.
Okay. And then I can watch it?
Well, yes.
And I can sit there and be like, oh, Muppets, yay. So yeah, Bean Bunny is my last. I'm one for my team. So why is your team of Jessica Rabbit,
that's why Jessica
and Skippy
Rabbit
better than my team of Bean Bunny, Rabbit? You didn't pick Roger Rabbit, hey? You went for his wife instead.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? And Oswald is my team. Why is your team better than mine? No, they're not.
I mean, clearly, my team is the best.
Mm-hmm.
You have Skippy, who's gonna be like your knight in shining armor, but mm-hmm. he's like just young and cute, and that's awesome.
I mean, he is young and cute. I'll give you that.
And then you have Thumper to like smack the ground and make Jessica jiggle.
Oh my god! You make Jessica jiggle.
Yeah,
she stays in. There's not a whole lot of jiggling.
She's got some, like, very good double-sided tune tape, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Acme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Acme does good stuff, unless you're a coyote, I suppose.
I suppose. Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, but, see, I still don't think they'd work together. Each one could, like, do its own thing, but they could never work towards a common goal.
Mm.
Not like my team. Where you have Rabbit, who's just super organized and just sends Oswald off. Like, Rabbit's definitely my coordinator. Sends Oswald off to do whatever. And then you have
What's whatever? I don't
whatever
know.
The goal is. They'll work together. Because you also have Bean Bunny doing, like, rah, rah, let's go. And also being the heart of the whole team. We've got brains, heart, and we've got chaos.
I'm pretty sure Skippy would stab Bean Bunny right through the heart. And then your team just falls apart.
Skippy would never.
He would if he had to.
Never. Brandon, I have a quiz for you.
Uh-oh. Is it about bunnies?
It's which Disney rabbit are you?
Oh, okay.
And this is from D23, not any, like, we've never done this one before, so I'm not sure how it's going to go.
All right.
Picture this. Madam Mim has turned you into a rabbit. Are you picturing it? You're a bunny.
I want some carrots.
There we go. Where is your dream home?
A
spacious rabbit hole in the countryside.
Briar patch.
An apartment in the city. Rabbits have apartments too. We saw Judy Hopps. A flower
field. Her apartment was crappy,
though. It's true. A flower field in the forest. A cozy hollow tree in the woods. Or a house in Toontown.
Not the briar patch.
Not the briar
patch. I'll go with Toontown, because if I'm an animated bunny, I want to live in Toontown.
They have a pretty sweet setup.
I don't want none of this forest stuff. There's hunters and things.
Predators.
Yeah. Maybe even Predator. That's a Disney property now. I don't.
That is true.
A predator probably wouldn't hunt a bunny, though.
Probably not. No. Unless it was like a little predator.
Unless it's the bunny from Monty Python. In which case, then Predator would try and hunt that bunny.
Yeah.
And then probably lose, because dang.
Be honest, how messy is your dream home? Spick and span, I wouldn't know. I'm almost always out of the house anyway. It's a disaster zone. Almost all clean, just a few things out of place. Or, okay, it's a little messy.
It's a little messy. I don't clean obsessively, but like if it gets too bad, then you gotta pick up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a disaster zone. It's just, a little messy.
Mm-hmm.
You've met some more rabbits. How would they describe you? Honest and friendly, diligent and scatterbrained, responsible and organized, determined and kind, or energetic and silly?
Probably none of those.
Yes, but.
Let me just look at the list real quick here. I'll go with determined and kind.
That's the one I would have picked for you.
That's the closest.
Time to go to work. What job do you want as your new bunny self? Tour guide, committing crime, chef, solving crime, or teacher?
Definitely not teacher. That would be a terrible job.
Crazy. Who would do that?
I'm going to commit crimes. Yeah. No one will suspect the bunny. No one will suspect the bunny.
Is that a sign for you? No one will suspect the bunny.
Yeah.
What are you doing in your free time, Mr. Bunny? Making my friends laugh, studying, exploring new places, gardening or spending time outside, or exercising.
Gardening or spending time outside?
That's what it says to get, like this.
They're together?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to go with exploring because, like, we're a travel podcast.
That makes sense. That's the right one.
Exploring.
Exploring new places is traveling, so.
Yeah.
You've been invited to a party.
Oh.
What time are you getting there? I'm late, late, late. Oh, I'm late.
I bet I know what that one is related to.
Maybe. You're right on time. You're arriving early to help set up. A little after it starts, or I'm the one throwing the party.
I'm right on time. Mm-hmm. I tend to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, you do. Someone gave your rabbit self a driver's license. Why would you do that? What is your ride of choice? A bike? A taxi? I know which one that one is. The fastest car there is, just a simple sedan, please, or anything, as long as it can fit all my friends.
A simple sedan.
Rabbit or human, what are you hoping to do in the new year? Learn new things, work on my career, fulfill my dreams, grow a little wiser, or make new friends? In case you're wondering, this came out for when Lunar New Year was the Year of the Rabbit.
Wow. I did not guess that. Wait, what was the options here? I'm going to fulfill my dreams.
Is it to travel?
Possibly.
You are most like Judy Hopps.
Dang it. I don't want to be the fuzz.
Just like Zootopia's first bunny officer, you're willing to overcome any odds to accomplish your dreams. Driven and determined, you're no stranger to hard work and always willing to help a friend in need. You grow more each day, though you might lose your patience at times.
I mean, that is true.
Who can blame you, though, when sloths are just so slow?
They are very slow. It's unfortunate.
Even Flash Flash, 100-yard dash?
He drives fast.
That's true.
Me.
This year, keep up the positive attitude, and that will make your hometown even better.
Okay.
You're like, I want Jessica Rabbit as an option.
Wow, I don't want to be. I would rather be Roger Rabbit in this scenario. I understand. You get what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I understand. You want her to save you from being kidnapped and shoved into the trunk of a car.
That would actually be a great gender bend dapper costume.
Ooh, I could be Jessica.
I could be male. I could be Jesse Rabbit.
Jesse Rabbit and Regina
Rabbit. Rabbit or something. Yeah.
Oh, that would actually be great. We gotta like plan this.
Huh.
I think this is something we're gonna have to do because the height thing, it actually works.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's why. I just.
Yeah,
like,
you're much taller than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're gonna think this through because I love this idea.
I'm sure it's been done.
I'm sure it has been. But we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
You have to find some red sparkles.
Hmm.
You have gold sparkles already. I have faith in your ability to do this.
It's true.
And then we need to plan a trip for Dapper Day. We love Dapper Day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
I do. That is, like, legitimately.
No, it's amazing.
My favorite thing I've done at Disneyland ever.
Even more than Oogie Boogie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun.
Oogie Boogie was, like, really cool, but...
Well, you know what it is, though? I love Disney bounding.
Yeah.
And I love 50 stuff.
It was, like, extreme Disney
and
bounding.
And we love people watching.
With a group that you're not actually in a group for. You just, like...
Y'all know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... You're just confusing the normies who are like, what the heck is going on?
I will say, when I went later with my mom and sister, there were a lot of people dressed up the day before as well.
Mm.
So that is like...
You could do two is what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But yeah, the day of, it was like, it was crazy. It's so much fun. I agree. It's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Disney bunny overall? Besides Jessica Rabbit.
I always did like Rabbit. From Winnie the Pooh.
I remember you saying that.
It was probably my, like, second favorite animal character from that.
Was Owl your favorite?
I loved Owl.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I love both Owl and Rabbit. I thought they were very underrated.
Yeah. I also like Gopher quite a bit.
That also doesn't surprise me. If I was like, which character is Brandon? Yeah. Like, mine's Piglet, obviously.
Yeah. I just like Winnie the Pooh, but I always thought they were extra mean to Rabbit. Like,
yeah.
They always painted Rabbit in a bad light just because...
Dude looks like to garden.
They wanted things the way they wanted them, and...
Yeah, and they would wreck things, and then he was always very patient about it.
Mostly.
And then he would finally get to the point where he wasn't patient anymore. Yeah. After he was being horribly used and abused.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I've always felt bad for Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There you go.
Justice for Rabbit.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the episode?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. So that's our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to all of our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thanks!
Yay! Thank you! Yay!
Yay! And if you haven't yet, please do.
Or else.
Well.
We'll be sad.
Yeah. I'll probably cry. Honestly.
I mean, you do that a lot.
That's what I'm saying. If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Again, otherwise, I will cry. Next episode.
Yeah.
Not sure what we're going to do yet. We have a couple options that we'll chat about.
Chitty chat.
We are going to have coming up, and then I don't know if it's going to be next week or in a couple weeks, we are going to do, we haven't done a Q&A episode in quite a while.
Well, you need some Qs to do some A's.
This is what I'm saying.
So
I think it's going to kind of depend on how many Qs we get in the next little bit, but I'm going to throw that up on our Instagram. You can also feel free to email us, but I'll put that up on our Instagram. I'll collect probably for a couple weeks, get some good questions. We typically get the same questions all the time, so we will get some repeats and some
newbies.
Be
creative.
Yeah, exactly.
Go off the board.
Wait, now I feel like this is going to be hard.
make it real hard.
So check out our just Disney A podcast on Instagram, and you'll be able to go ahead and give us your questions, and we'll answer them. I don't know if that's next week. I think we'll probably run that for 2 weeks.
Probably even, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Probably. Ooh, that'd be a fun game. Are we being honest or not? So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I would rather be Roger Rabbit in this scenario. Like,
I understand. Yeah.